Chapter 17. You shall not sacrifice to the Lord your God, from the herd or from the flock, an animal with any serious defect. That would be an abomination to the Lord your God. If there is found among you, in any one of the communities which the Lord your God gives you, a man or a woman who does evil in the sight of the Lord, and transgresses his covenant, by serving other gods, or by worshipping the sun or the moon, or any of the host of the sky, against my command, and if, on being informed of it, you find by careful investigation that it is true and an established fact that this abomination has been committed in Israel, you shall bring the man or woman who has done the evil deed out to your city gates, and stone him to death. The testimony of two or three witnesses is required for putting a person to death. No one shall be put to death on the testimony of only one witness. At the execution, the witnesses are to be the first to raise their hands against him. Afterward, all the people are to join in. Thus shall you purge the evil from your midst. Judges. If in your own community there is a case at issue which proves too complicated for you to decide, in a matter of bloodshed, or of civil rights, or of personal injury, you shall then go up to the place which the Lord your God chooses, to the Levitical priests, or to the judge who is in office at that time. They shall study the case, and then hand down to you their decision. According to this decision that they give you in the place which the Lord chooses, you shall act, being careful to do exactly as they direct. You shall carry out the directions they give you, and the verdict they pronounce for you, without turning aside, to the right or to the left, from the decision they hand down to you. Any man who has the insolence to refuse to listen to the priest who officiates there in the ministry of the Lord your God, or to the judge, shall die. Thus shall you purge the evil from your midst, and all the people, on hearing of it, shall fear, and never again be so insolent. The king, when you have come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and have occupied it and settled in it, should you then decide to have a king over you like all the surrounding nations, you shall set that man over you as your king, whom the Lord your God chooses. He whom you set over you as king must be your kinsman. A foreigner who is no kin of yours you may not set over you. But he shall not have a great number of horses, nor shall he make his people go back again to Egypt to acquire them, against the Lord's warning that you must never go back that way again. Neither shall he have a great number of wives, lest his heart be estranged, nor shall he accumulate a vast amount of silver and gold. When he is enthroned in his kingdom, he shall have a copy of this law made from the scroll that is in the custody of the Levitical priests. He shall keep it with him and read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God and to heed and fulfill all the words of this law and these statutes. Let him not become estranged from his countrymen through pride, nor turn aside to the right or to the left from these commandments. Then he and his descendants will enjoy a long reign in Israel.